At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Take a Man podcast, wrapping up here on a mailbag edition of the show. Craig Hoffman here, Logan Paulson there. And this one actually a YouTube comment. Logan, we got a request in the comments, and I think it's an interesting one to talk about. Spafron4285 says, can you guys explain how you think confidence can affect a D lineman like Kinlaw? When I think of confidence being a factor, I usually think about the cornerback and wide receiver, but how can confidence play a role in other positions like D line?
I mean, shoot, it's like one of the sneakiest things in sports, I think. You know, like you talk about it for, you know, receivers dropping balls, DBs when they don't play the ball well, offensive linemen too. Like I've seen that. Like that's been interesting. I've had interesting conversations with guys that, you know, are borderline Hall of Famers who say, like, man, I just was not confident on this rep, wasn't confident with my hands. And so I think it's an extremely important factor. Like it's kind of silly. It's like, are you in a way it's silly, and I'm not saying the question's silly, but like people don't think about it, you know, like when the pitcher gets the yips, it's not like that they forgot how to pitch. It's like they're not confident. Like that's really what it is. That's why you got all these sports psychologists to kind of help people find this basic confidence. So like with a guy like Kinlaw, like if I get to line of scrimmage and I'm like, I know I can beat this dude, I know I've got the trick in the bag, or my boy can't stop my bull rush, like I don't care if he can stop your bull rush. Like you're going to hit it with a confidence and a ferocity and a tenacity that's going to put that dude on his butt. And like that's and maybe he gets you twice, but on the third time you're going to get him and you're going to feel pretty good about yourself and your confidence is going to grow. So I think it's one of the kind of the sneaky. It kind of goes back honestly to the gun stuff we were talking about and the verbiage stuff. Like half of that stuff you're doing is just to make the players confident and comfortable in the offense. And so they can play fast and execute. And so like with the defensive lineman, 1,000,000% important, you know, with the long snapper, shoot, that's a one. Like you don't think about it, but punters, kickers, like all those guys, if they waver in confidence in any capacity, like they're going to struggle big time.
Yeah, I think athletes are human. Like all of us have had moments of supreme confidence and not very confident in any number of important or unimportant tasks. And think about how you felt in the moments where you were not confident versus you were confident. And that's kind of that. I also think specific to football, football is a full send sport. Three possible outcomes on a play, at least the way I'm thinking of it here, like for each individual, you can do the right thing well. I guess there's four. You can do the right thing well and decisively. You can do the right thing poorly. You can do the wrong thing well and decisively. Or you can do the wrong thing indecisively and poorly. Like, in a way, I'd rather have someone do the wrong thing confidently than the right thing indecisively. Because if I am, you know, and like, is this flawed to an extent? Yes. See Dante Fowler on the Saquon Barkley 60-plus yard run to open the playoff game. He did the wrong thing decisively and it messed everyone else up. But it actually would be worse if he like kind of just hesitated and was in the, like what happened on that play is a possible outcome, but that is actually more likely to happen than on someone being indecisive, especially at the D-line spot. You just get in other people's way. And if you're Javon Kinlaw and you maybe don't play the right gap, but you play the wrong gap decisively, you can still get a tackle for loss. Like there's still a wider range of good outcomes. I would much, much rather have you do the right thing decisively. But the in terms of like, hey, if you make a mistake, make it quickly. I'd rather have you do that than be like, oh, I took too long to figure out what you got to the right place, but like it's 5 seconds too late. You kind of wound up doing the wrong thing anyway.
Yeah, I think Dante Fowler maybe is a good example, like more globally, is like some of his sacks. Like he had a sack force fumble versus the New York Giants. And like it's a play action pass. And he is like there. He does not care about the. He has studied the film. He identifies the stance and he's like, I'm rushing the passer. And there is a confidence to that. Trusting what you see on film, knowing when to take your shot. Like with defensive linemen specifically, it's interesting. Like I coach a couple defensive linemen in the NFL. And one of the things is like, when. when you know the score, when you know that it's the time, trust your film study and go take your shot. And right. There is a confidence to that, right? A belief in yourself that, like, when I see this, I'm going to make the play. And so some of the best pass rushers that I've ever played with are guys that were really good at identifying those moments and then not being afraid to take it.
Right.
And,
it might not be exactly what was coached on paper.
Right.
You might have backside contain and you're just like, I don't care. I don't think I'm going to need it. I'm going to go.
I'm gambling a little bit here. And I it's interesting. I was listening to Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. This was like 2 years ago. And Bucky was like, I was watching film. You know, it was a preseason game and I'm trying to make the roster. And I knew the formation and I knew the route concept. And I wasn't confident enough to put my cards on the table and go make a play. I made the tackle. It was fine. But I could have had an interception, pick six, and made that roster, you know? And I think, like, that's something to it. You know, like, when you're running around in the red zone, like Jordan Reed, I think about him all the time with this. It's like, you know, like, talk about confidence. Like, he's got inside leverage on a choice route. Everyone and their mom, every coaching point of all time is like, if that's the leverage, breakout. And Jordan would throw that foot in the ground and break across that dude's face because he knew that he could do it. And I think, like, if you're even a little bit indecisive, you're going to get gloved up and it's not going to be a thing, right? And so I think, like, that's where confidence for athletes, confidence in your ability, confidence in the situation, confidence in knowing that your preparation has led you to this moment is all incredibly important. And so for a guy like Kinlaw, like, if I'm Ryan Kerrigan, if I'm Coach Tapp, and I can give him a couple of things, like, hey, when this offensive lineman is in a two-point and his hand is on his hip crease as opposed to his knee, it's a pass. And he trusts me and he's going to go get it. And I say, hey man, you know what? If it's a run, that's on me. You put your freaking chips on the table and go get it. Like, talk about the confidence that gives you as a player. Like, oh, coach has got my back and he's giving me this tell. I'm going to go get this thing. And I think about a guy of his physical measurables and his explosiveness, when you give him, say, hey, like, go get it right now. Like, that's going to be tremendous. And so those are just a couple examples. I mean, there's a myriad more, but I think about with defensive line specifically, like, hey, third and 10, they got to have it. You got to have it. And you know that how this tackle is going to set you because you've prepped it. You know how he's going to punch with his hands. Throw your best move versus that and go get a sack.
Right. Totally. And I think the coaching point too, I remember we talked about this last year with the secondary. And I think it was BSJ who said it, which is not going to endear a whole lot of validity with the audience, but it is what it is. Like, some of the comebacks and things that they gave up, it's like, you know, that's on me as the coach. Like, the coach has literally told them, don't get beat here. If you get beat here, that's on the call, that's on the coverage, and we'll live with it. We're willing to live with that and play another down, because we can't stop everything, as opposed to the previous administration, which the players felt like they had to stop everything. And as a result, they stopped nothing. And right. So I think that ability to just know, like, hey, coach said that's on me. And then to be told, like, hey, all right, you're watching film during the week, you're reviewing it. It's like, hey, that one was on me. It's like, oh, he said it was going to be on him. It was on him. As opposed to, oh, they said, don't worry about that. Now I'm getting screamed at in film session for doing the exact thing that you told me to do. So there is a high level. It just allows you to play, again, decisively. Like, that's the word I keep going back to for especially defensive players, where you're getting dictated to. You have to make a decision. You have to react. And the ability to just trust that reaction, trust that decision, and execute as well as you can within those circumstances, that's going to make you a much better football player, much more effective. And I think in a guy like Kinlaw's case, a lot more splash plays than if you are indecisive and you just never fire and you don't use your gifts that you have of being like the biggest human that any of us have ever seen.
Yeah, and I think about stuff that Fred used to say when he was playing with, Sean Taylor, you know, and he'd say that, like, I had a belief in him and I knew I had a confidence I could do certain things with him back there and that we could communicate. Maybe the coverage wasn't exactly right, but, like, I knew he had my back and I had his back. And so, kind of, again, like, there's something, like, I think about it with me and DY when I was here, like, you know, again, like, I'm blocking Y and I got a man reach on DeMarcus Ware. Like, I knew DY was going to do everything in his power to help me on the inside shoulder. Like, I knew come hell or high water, he was going to be there for me. And, like, that gives you confidence as a player to throw your hat outside and be hyper aggressive and, like, go smash that dude in the face.
And if you're not that way, there's no way you're blocking DeMarcus Ware.
Correct.
He's too fast. He's too big. He's too strong.
Yeah. But who did that? Kyle did that for me. DY did that for me. The offensive line did that for me, you know, and the fact and when Kyle called that play did that for me. And so talk about building confidence in a player, like, you can do it you just got, it goes back to being a teacher, right? Like,
yeah,
did I teach you the moment? And did I teach you why you can be confident? And I think that's something that's pretty cool too. So
for sure. All right. That's our show for this week. I actually have no idea what we're doing on Thursday. So we had a couple of rankings and now we're out of things to rank. So maybe we'll come up with new things to rank. Maybe we'll come up with something else to talk about. So we will be back.
If you have an idea and you want to produce this show, just throw it in and
someone's got to. All right. No, just kidding. Our producer, we don't really ask him for ideas. Maybe Evan's got ideas. We should probably ask him. We've just been on autopilot doing mailbags and ranking stuff that we've done for years. Maybe Evan's had great ideas all along since he's joined us a couple of months ago. And now, Evan, now it's going to be your time to shine. Anyway, we'll do something on Thursday. We'll be back then. Thanks so much for watching and listening. And we'll see you next time on Take Command, where we'll talk about football.